Rutherford Issues. Rutherford Issues. Nobody covers Rutherford County better than WGNS. WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and TV 11.
Getting into the holiday season here, and time to talk about things going on at the local Salvation Army. Lieutenant Joe Crawford joins us from the Salvation Army. A very busy time for you all, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an exciting time, though. This is one of our things we look forward to each year. This is what keeps us going for the rest of the year.
Sure. Let's tackle, I guess, the Angel Tree first, because that is obviously a time where or a very big need in our community. And I would think that with the economy being the way it's been, this may be one of the bigger years you've had.
This is a very difficult economy. It's a difficult time for people to provide Christmas for their own children, much less to adopt a child who is less fortunate and buy gifts for that child as well. So it's always difficult when you have times like this, and you always have people who come in last minute who are just now discovering they don't have a way to provide for their kids. We do our best to help the kids the way we can. We already have signed up already over 1,500 children. And what we're trying to do is get those children adopted, get the gifts in, so those kids could have something provided for them this year.
1,500, yes. Right here in our community.
Right at 1,500.
That is amazing. So what happens now that you have the names? What is currently going on, and maybe some deadlines out there for folks to keep in mind?
Well, we have the Angel Tree tags distributed at many locations throughout the community, such as Goody's, Michael's, O'Charlie's, Fazoli's, Bumpus, Harley Davidson, all Walmarts. Also, you can go online to jcpenney.com/angel, and you can adopt an angel directly online. And if you do anything through JCPenney, it's free shipping, and it ships directly to us. And you adopt those angels, you buy the gifts for those kids, such as you would one of your own children or one of your own relatives, and bring it into us, and those gifts go directly to those children.
Is there a certain date when they need to be in?
Yes, we have distribution day on the 20th, so we must have those gifts by the 16th. And what we do is between the 16th and 20th, there's many kids who either are not picked or the angels are not returned. And what we do is we have what's called forgotten angels. And if you would like, if you don't want to adopt an angel, what you could do is you could go buy one or two gifts and bring it by to the Salvation Army. And what we do is those children who we have not received gifts for by the 16th, we'll take those forgotten angel gifts and make sure every child receives something.
That the 1,500, how does that compare to previous years? I know that you've been here in the local Salvation Army for a number of years. Is that up, about the same, or kind of where does it fall?
It is about the same, and it's simply about the same because we've had to have a cutoff line. And if we left it open, we would possibly have over 3,000 kids in this in Rutherford County signed up for Angel Tree. We did it for a week straight, a week solid, and it was from morning until evening, constantly doing Angel Tree applications day in and day out.
Wow, that's got to be a very tough choice to make.
It is. It's a very difficult choice, especially when you know some of these people, you've seen them around, and you know what they're going through in their life circumstances, and you want to find some way to help them out the best way you can.
So the JCPenney idea, that's pretty good as well, because you can do that all from the comfort of your living room, I guess.
That's right. It's fantastic to do this. And not only this, but you can have a relative who lives in another state who wants to support a child in Rutherford County who this may be their hometown. They could go online and put in this zip code and adopt a child from their hometown here in Rutherford County.
Very easy to do. So the Angel Tree program obviously going strong, and again through the 16th, you can pick those up at various locations here in Rutherford County or through the JCPenney website. Also, one thing that we see out, Lieutenant Joe Crawford from the Salvation Army, are the bell ringers that are out.
Oh yes, this is my thing here. My wife does the Angel Tree program. I'm the one who does the bell ringing, and it is one of the most exciting things that we do as a Salvation Army. It's our chance to bring people in the morning and send them out to all the different locations throughout. And this is our primary fundraiser. We have a goal this year of $174,000 of raising to go towards this community. And currently, we are behind that goal significantly. But All I got to do is just start praying that something's going to turn around. Something's going to happen. And I just can't wait to open up the kettles over the next few days and see that, that God is doing something magical in this place. And not only are we going to meet this goal, I'm expecting to exceed it. We're currently $24,000 behind where we were at this point last year. And that could be expected because of the economy or whatever. But I'm still holding out for a miracle.
But you're actually wearing one of the bell ringer shirts there, having fun, doing the most good. And that's kind of the Salvation Army motto.
That's right.
Now, where do we see the kettles? Where do we see the red kettles in Rutherford County?
The red kettles you'll find at every Walmart, Kroger, Sam's Club, Kmart, Sears, Hobby Lobby, Walgreens, Belk, Junior's Foodland, and Old Time Pottery. They're out various locations, and we have volunteers all over the place, and we need more volunteers. Always we need volunteers who want to stand out for an hour, for 2 hours, or all day long. They may want their Sunday school class, their church group, or their office to get together and adopt a kettle one day. They may decide they want to not only stand out there one day, but have a matching contribution. If they raise $300 in a kettle, they will match a contribution of $300 in a kettle. We need some way to make up this big loss that we're suffering right now.
How long will the red kettles be out in the community?
Until Christmas Eve.
Okay. So until Christmas Eve, you've got an opportunity to give. Give what you can. I know that every time we go into a store, my kids, they want change, so we always make sure around this time of the year that we've got change. So they, but it's a great teaching opportunity for kids as well to let them know that this money goes to help those who are less fortunate than they are.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that I love. Everybody wants to be someone who can write a giant check, who can write a $100,000 check and present it to their favorite charity. Most of us in this community, we can't do that. It's simply not the case. But what we can do is we can reach in our pocket and pull out a dollar. And for that moment, we are that multimillionaire giving that donation to charity. For that moment, we reach in and pull some change out of our pocket. That's our chance to really contribute back to the community. And that change changes lives in our community. That change keeps our shelter open. That change is what keeps the Angel Tree program going. And the people who are coming in who need a nice hot meal, that change in their pocket makes a big difference in this community.
Anything else you have you want to pass along or share about the or the red kettles or the angel tree that's out there?
It's just that this is our time of year. This is our we love having people come visit us at the Salvation Army. If you have a chance to come by and stop by at 1137 West Main Street, we would love for you to come in and see the operation, see our shelter, see our food pantry, see the gymnasium and what's going on with the Angel Tree Gifts and how exactly it is ran and where these funds go. We love to open up our doors and invite the community to come see their Salvation Army.
Well, you have a little time to get the angel tree gifts purchased and pick those angels up off of one of the trees here in the community or at JCPenney online and do that through the 16th. Need to get those in. And when you give when you can. Take some extra change along. I know we all have change. We throw it in the car somewhere, whatever, a few dollars, whatever you can give to help out. And if everyone would do that, you will easily meet your goal.
That's right.
Lieutenant Joe Crawford, thanks so much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
Merry Christmas to each and every one out there. Lieutenant Joe Crawford joining us from the Salvation Army. We'll be back in just a moment.